Okay, it is I, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 11 years. I've been right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I am right. I am never wrong. Okay, point number one. Those of you who are longtime listeners, you have heard the podcast I did where I explained to you how feminine women will come back into existence. I'm going to condense this because I did a whole podcast about it. I don't remember what it's called. Go look for it. If you really want it, if you ask, I'll, whatever. Okay, here's what I explained. Right now, you've got the feminist and they hate men and all this, and women, hypergamy and welfare mothers and sing all this shit. I explained to you that women will stop being fat, that they will stop being feminist, that they will stop hating men, that they will become pleasant, nice, personable, attractive, and thin when the government collapses. When the government collapses, when all the government money dries up, I've done this shtick a couple of times. I've talked to you guys through this. When the federal government actually truly dries up, when there is no more money, when there are no more federal food stamps, no more federal welfare, no more federal bailouts of corporations, no more federal jobs, all of this stuff, no more federal defense contracts, when all of this shit dries up, when all of that money stops flowing, when all these women and a whole lot of men also become unemployed, when there's no more WIC, welfare, you know, food stamps for the single mothers and all this shit happens, that is when it will occur to women that they actually need men to provide food for them so they can stay alive. Right? This is one of the main driving forces behind the social justice warriors and the femistatist and all of this hatred for heterosexual white men who work for a living right now, is that the heterosexual white men with jobs are still providing for the women. It's just the women aren't married to the men anymore. The women have the government take the money away from the men and give it to the women. When the federal government is gone, women will have to become attractive and feminine, or else they are going to starve to death. I've explained this. Now, the glory of being me is as I sit here working on some photo editing and listening to a Stefan Molyneux podcast, which is called Bring Back the Patriarchy, hashtag the triggering. It's on YouTube if you want to go watch it there. Stefan Molyneux just spent 10 minutes explaining to a caller the exact same thing that I said. He didn't use any bad language like I do, but he explained the exact same thing. You think I'm full of shit? Go watch the video. Bring back the patriarchy, hashtag the triggering. It's on YouTube. Stefan Molyneux, and I'm not saying he stole the idea from me. I'm saying great minds think alike. I'm saying that reality is reality. That's why Stefan Molyneux and I can both look at reality, see what's going on, and know that this is the only thing that is going to eliminate the femistatist and this attitude of hating men, is when the government is gone, when there is no more welfare, when there is no more WIC, when there is no more food stamps, when there is no more bailouts, when there are no more grants for nonprofits, when there are no more Department of Defense contracts, when all these federal jobs that employ women, when all of these women are unemployed, when all of these single mothers don't get their fucking welfare anymore, that is when women will have to figure out, again, how to be attractive to men instead of hating men. Now, the other part of my greatness, and there's a lot of greatness, but this is the second piece of my greatness today. I was having a few beers with some friends, and they started talking about Donald Trump and how racist Donald Trump is and how he's racist and how... I always love when people say things, well, he basically said that all Mexicans are lazy. And like, so I'm thinking, and this is why, even though these are my friends, I don't have philosophical conversations with them because they're not intelligent enough. What does that mean? Donald Trump basically said all Mexicans are lazy. I'm not sure what that means because it doesn't mean anything. Either Donald Trump said, quote, all Mexicans are lazy, unquote. In which case, considering how much Donald Trump has been on TV and been recorded, you should be able to show me a clip of Donald Trump saying, quote, all Mexicans are lazy, unquote. Or Donald Trump did not say all Mexicans are lazy. But the idea that Donald Trump basically said all Mexicans are lazy. What does it mean to say somebody basically said something? Either I said that women will become feminine when the federal government collapses, or I did not say that women will become feminine when the federal government collapses. At no point did I basically say women will become feminine when the federal government collapses. I don't know what the fuck that means, and I'm not going to have a philosophical conversation with somebody who says shit like that. There was then the statement was made something along the lines of Donald Trump is a racist, because Donald Trump is always a racist, right? Racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. Donald Trump is a racist. Okay, whatever, because he said all Mexicans are lazy. All right. So then they're running their mouths some more, and I'm kind of giggling to myself. And Mitt Romney showed up, and one of them said about how Mitt Romney was not endorsing Donald Trump, and therefore it looks like Donald Trump is not going to get the Mormon vote. And I said, hold it. Now, how is it that, how exactly did I phrase this? I don't remember exactly how I said it, but here's the gist of it. I said, so why is it that implying that all Mormons vote the same is not racist, but saying all Mexicans is lazy is racist? And the person who is calling Donald Trump racist says, well, I don't know. I don't even know what racism is. And I just busted out laughing. And I looked up at her and I said, yes, I know you don't. That's why I'm laughing at you. And this goes back to when I talked about Jack Donovan's essay, All They Have Is Fear. When Jack Donovan said that the reason people are opposed to racism isn't because they understand why racism is wrong. They're opposed to racism because they've been told to be opposed to racism. And I added to Jack Donovan's thought, I pointed out, not only do they not know why they're supposed to be opposed to racism, they don't know what racism is. And this is the beauty and the brilliance, is that here's this woman calling Donald Trump racist because he makes a generalization about Mexicans, but when she generalizes about Mormons, that's not racist, and then she openly confesses to me she doesn't know what racism is. She doesn't understand what the term racism means. And this is the point that Jack Donovan and I make here. She is against racism because she's been told to be against racism. She doesn't know why she's against racism. She doesn't know what racism is. She doesn't know why Donald Trump is racist. She has no fucking idea. None. Not a single fucking clue. but she gets to vote because democracy. Oh, democracy. If we just had more stupid people making political decisions, then finally we could solve all the problems in this nation.